This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is reporting a new case of measles, this time in the southwest corner of the state. It's in a child in Montezuma County. They had not received the measles, mumps, and rubella known as the MMR vaccine. This infection suggests that unidentified measles cases may be spreading through the Cortez area. The state has recorded 33 cases this year, way more than most recent years. Congress is on the verge of passing a key bill that helps rural counties. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
A bill to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools program is expected to pass the House and head to the president's desk. The program provides funding for schools and other municipal services to counties with federal lands. The Senate passed the bill in the spring. A bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Coloradans Joe Neguse, Jeff Hurd, Brittany Pedersen, and Jeff Crank, wrote House leaders to bring the bill to the floor for a vote. The program lapsed more than 2 years ago. The current legislation extends funding through the end of the next fiscal year and also provides lapsed payments for the past 2 years. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Trump administration's new rules on student visas and immigration is reducing the flow of international students to Colorado's colleges. New data from the Institute for International Education shows a 17% decline in new international students on U.S. campuses this fall. In Colorado this fall, the University of Denver saw a nearly 20% drop in the total number of international students. CU Boulder was down 10%. Colorado School of Mines and CSU also saw overall drops. Across the Front Range Mountains, you'll see strong winds overnight through tomorrow. This is CPR News.